今天看见他很高兴。
So I haven't seen Benson for a while.
希望神祝福他，他的家庭都多回来这里跟我们一起。
And may God bless him and his family.
我实在非常的高兴，今天得到有机会见到吴教授跟他的太太跟我们一起。
And also, I'm very happy to see Professor Wu.
我们谢谢神啊。
Professor Wu and his wife.
我们非常感谢主，他这样的牺牲愿意，在百忙之中，每个礼拜天大早就侍奉主，还是来这里帮助我们教主日学，感谢主。
So thank God he come all the way here in this early morning to teach our Bible study.
我也非常为大家高兴。得到叶牧师这么好的牧师
also,
来到我们当中。
And also, I'm very glad that we have Pastor Ye come among us. He's a wonderful pastor.
我知道这个是经过大家的虔诚的祷告神带领他来的。
I know that God bring him here after our faithful prayers.
那今天我的讲道呢，是因为叶牧师要我来代替他的。
So today I'm preaching because Pastor Ye want me to preach this sermon.
但是他从来没有告诉我要讲什么道。
But he will never tell me what he wants me to talk about.
所以今天的讲道，你不要怪他啊。
So today's topic, don't blame him.
因为我讲什么，为什么牧师是这样重要，怎么样来对待他。
So we're going to talk about why pastors are important and how we are going to treat them.
那我们知道我们的教会也渐渐有长进了。
We know that our church are growing.
我们也需要牧师新的牧师能够长久在我们中间。
And also we need our pastor to be able to stay with us.
著名的牧师 Rick Warren, 瓦伦克，他讲过说呢，一个牧师必须要在教会长久的侍奉，教会才能真的有长进。
So as Pastor Rick Warren said, in order for the church to grow, the pastor needs to stay with the church for a long period of time.
他常常跟牧师们讲，他说，你需要四五年啊，才可以认识教会所有的人。
So he also talked to the pastors that it will take about 4 to 5 years for them to know the members of the church.
你需要这样长久的时间，才可以知道真的教会向哪一个方面来做怎么样能够有健康的长进。
And also take a longer period of time for them to have the right visions for the church growth.
那我们知道今天教会是在世界上最重要的一个组织。
So we know churches are now is the most important organizations in the world.
主耶稣建立这个教会是要传扬他是神的儿子。
And Jesus built up his church to preach that he is the son of God.
是他拯救世人得到永生。
And he is the savior of everybody for eternal life.
那所以教会应该也已经是传地球最重要的力量。
So that's why we say church is the strongest power in the earth.
耶稣老早已经讲阴间的权势不能胜过教会。
So he said the power of darkness will not overcome my church.
那自从教会建立了2000多年来了，就影响了整个地球差不多所有的文化。
So we could say ever since the church was built from 2000 years ago, now have influenced the whole earth.
现在这个世界有 2 billion 的相信耶稣的人。
So we have about 2 billion believers on this globe.
那人口是有大概6 billion 啊，现在。
So the whole population is about 6 billion.
所以在地球里面，三分之一的人是承认耶稣、相信耶稣的。
So there are 1/3 of the populations believe in Jesus.
那今天就在美国这个地方，就有 至少有100 million 一万万的人呢，今天崇拜耶稣在美国。
So just nowadays, just today, there will be about 100 million people are worshiping the Lord.
那我们的教会，美南浸信会，派几千人去传福音，也几万人在本国，在美国来帮助有需要的人。
So like our Southern Baptist Church, we have 1,000 missionaries in the, our countries and tens of thousands outside.
大概你看见加州有火灾。
So when you see there are fire
in
California,
德州有水浸。
And then there's a flood in Texas.
许多家庭怎么样得到帮助呢？
And how to help those families?
大部分许多的帮助是我们美南浸信会的会友去帮助的。
And a lot of helpers are come from our Southern Baptist Church.
然后举一个例子。
For example,
在 Katrina 这个大的暴风雨的时候，在美国南部发生的时候，大家在电视的看见呢，有许多的家庭需要人为他做饭，给他有吃的，帮助他可以生活下去。
As we remember the Hurricane Katrina, when it strikes, there are a lot of families lose their houses, and then they need people to take care of them and cook for them.
那不单指我们美南教会，有许多的教会可以供应他们救济金。
So it's not only our Baptist church, there's a lot of church joined together to help them.
根据红十字会的统计，90%的那些饭菜啊，都是我们美南浸信会的会友帮他们来做的。
According to the statistics by the Red Cross, all the meals, 90% of the meals prepared was done by our Southern Baptist Church members.
因为借助教会，不单是在美国，全世界都可以免费的啊，不需要付任何费用的去帮助有需要的人。
So we not only help our people here, but all over the world.
现在每一天平均来讲，全世界至少有60,000人相信主耶稣。
So now, every day on a daily basis, there are about 60,000 people put their faith in Jesus.
就是接受主耶稣做他们生命的救主。
That's receive Jesus as their personal savior.
既然教会是这么重要
，So church are so important.
那神怎么样来帮助这个教会呢？这些教会。
Then how God helped the church?
就当然是牧师了。
Of course, through our pastors.
所以牧师是十分的重要的。
So that's why pastor is very important.
那牧师从哪里来呢？
So where does pastor come from?
原来圣经讲，牧师是神所赐的。
So we, according to the Bible, pastor was given by the Holy Spirit.
好，请大家来看看以弗所书四章十一到十三节了。
Let's look at Book of Ephesians 4:11-13.
那圣经里面是这样的，告诉我们说，他所赐的有使徒、先知传福音的，有教师和牧师和教师要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of our Son, the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这里说，耶稣基督所给就是赐这个恩，这个字在原文是恩赐的意思。
So here is a Christ give. That means he it's hard to find that
grace.
give graciously.
那就是神给恩典给这个教会， 带领一个牧师来牧养这个教会。
So that God gave grace to the church and bring pastors to the church.
或者带领好几个牧师一起来帮助这个教会。
Or sometimes there are multiple pastors to help the same church.
这个就是耶稣的圣灵感动帮助这个教会啊，祷告的时候神赐给我们。
So that's the, through the Holy Spirit as we're praying, God will provide.
那怎么样知道神是哪一个人来呢？
So how do we know that pastor is given by God?
哦，牧师是神呼召的。
But pastors are called by God.
就是一位爱神的人，他被神圣灵感动他，他要做传道人。
Because when people who loves God was moved by the Holy Spirit, he wants to be pastors.
那经过教会其他的牧师有其他的传道人的帮助，能够审查知道这个牧师合乎一些资格。
And also, the church has to go through all the qualifications,
然后知
道 make sure the pastor is qualified.
知道这位牧师可以帮助教会合一跟长进。
And we know the pastor will be able to help the church to reach unity.
看见这个牧师可以带领教会能够在耶稣的品格上，在属灵的身量上可以长进成熟。
And also the church will be able to help the pastor will be able to help the church to mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这些都是神所定的标准。
So those are the qualifications.
所以大家可以来看看啊。
So let's take a look.
那这里告诉我们呢，人想要做的监督的职分，就是献物善功，这话是可信的。做监督的，就是做牧师的了啊，必须无可指责，只做一个夫人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不因酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家呢，焉能照顾神的教会呢？出入教会不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗上了。
Okay, let's read First Timothy 3:1-7. Here's a trustworthy saying. Whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now, the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, but a lover, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a risen convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap.
谢谢。那同时在彼得前书5:1-3有这样的记载。
And also let's read First Peter 5:1-3.
那彼得说，我也是做长老啊，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀。劝你们中间与我同做长老的人要干什么呢？务要牧养你们中间神的群羊，按照神的旨意照管他们。就是说不是照自己旨意啊，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是侠志所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
As Peter said, to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
那就让我们看见牧师的资格，同时他的工作。
So then through those verses we'll see the qualifications of pastor and also his responsibilities.
那所以我们详细一点再来跟大家研究牧师的责任是什么。
So let's study a little further about pastor's duties.
第一呢牧师是长老了。
So pastors, he is the elder.
保罗请教会的长老到他面前，他告诉他们应该做什么。
So Paul invited the elders to him and tell them what they need to do.
当然告诉他们呢，他说你们要服侍主，十九节啊。
So he told them you should serve the Lord.
凡事要谦卑。
And with great humility.
眼中流泪，也有犹太人可要你们也可能经历一些试炼。
So he said, sometimes you will face testing.
然后凡是对会友有帮助的，你都要说。
And also do not hesitate to say anything that will help the church.
然后长老也要教导这弟兄姐妹。
And also they need to teach brothers and sisters.
同时要领人归主，带领人悔改，信靠主耶稣。
And also they need to learn, turn people to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以长老就是像一个家庭的父亲一样。
So elders is just like father figure in the family.
所以牧师要照顾这个教会，好像照顾一个家庭一样。
So pastor take care of the church is like father taking care of his own family.
那属灵的父亲应该知道教会里面一切的需要，怎么样来帮助这个教会。
So the pastor should know what our needs are in the church and how to help the church.
那同时保罗告诉那些长老们呢，他说你们也是监督。
And also he told those elders that you're also overseers.
你看《使徒行传》二十章二十八到三十二节。
Okay, let's look at Acts 20:28-32.
那这一次，如果大家看见希望请大家帮我一起来念，好不好？
You can read, please let's read together.
我们一起来念中文圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。这是他用自己的血所买来的，我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，这是你们中间也必有些人起来说我没有的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们，所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人，如今把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，直到能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。然后请念英文的也念，好不好
？Okay, keep watch over yourselves and all the
flock
of which the Holy Spirit
has made
you overseers,
be
shepherds of
the
church
of God,
which He bought with His own blood.I know that after I leave,
savage
wolves
will
come
in
among
you
and will not spare
the
flock. Even from
your
own
number,
men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them.
So
be on your
guard.
Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears.
Now
I commit
you
to God and to the word of His grace.Which can build you up and give you an
inheritance
among all those who are sanctified.
Now you may say, this is what Paul told the people in Ephesus.
那现在你可以说，这就是 Paul 跟 Ephesus 的人所说。
Will the situation still be the same today?
今天的状况还是一样的吗？
I guarantee you it is.
我相信还是一样的。
Today, many churches need pastor.To keep it in the truth.
So 现在很多教会需要他的牧师把每个人都按照主的道理来讲。
And I see and also see that 我也看见在许多的教会里面呢，有些 好像是会有，但是其实所做的所讲的都是对教会很多的破坏的。
So I can see nowadays there are a lot of church members, however they think they're church members, but according to what they say, what they do, they're actually harming the church.
那我们知道牧师是一个监督。
So we know the pastors are overseers.
那他所以呢，就看所有教会的情况，知道教会里面的情形，各样情形。
So that's why he oversees every situation that happens in the church.
那弟兄姐妹也需要告诉他教会的情况。
And also, he sometimes needs information from our brothers and sisters.
许多时候，我们为了保密或者为了不得罪人呐、啊。不敢告诉牧师教会里面的一些问题。
So sometimes we are reluctant to tell the pastors some problems of the church, due to don't want to be gossip.
当然，我们希望牧师什么都知道。
Of course, we want the pastors know every details.
但是你知道，牧师也是人呐、啊。
But we understand pastors.
牧师不是神呐、
啊。It's not God.
有许多东西他不完全不知道的。
And there's some things he just barely just don't
know. 那您要告诉他了。
So you need to tell him.
跟他分享了。
And then share the message.
鼓励他了。
And encourage him.
帮助他了。
And help him.
防止教会里面的异端引诱或者会有被攻击。
And prevent him being attacked from the other brothers and sisters.
那我们知道保罗也讲牧师也是牧人。这是牧羊人。
So Paul said here, pastors, shepherds too.
他说呢，你们要牧养神的教会。
So he said, you pastor the God's church.
你们呢，要做一个好像牧羊人一样呢，帮助羊群可以得着饱足，可以被喂养。
So pastor's job is like shepherds to feed and take care of the sheep.
那你知道牧羊是需要草吃的，对吧？然后牧羊人要找好的地方啊，找好的草给那些羊吃了。
So you know the sheep needs to be taken care of for water and for food. That's what the shepherds do.
那牧师的工作是需要在神面前等候，知道神给他什么的智慧。自私讲道能够帮助会友了。
Of course, the pastors will go before the Lord for wisdom and knowledge before he can pass on to the church.
牧羊人也领导羊到好的地方，是不是？
And also the shepherd will lead the sheep to a better pasture.
那同时，当羊受害的时候，受敌人害，受豺狼害的时候。牧羊人会拯救他们，寻找他们，甚至乎牺牲自己的健康。
And also the shepherds, when the sheep are under attack or lost, the shepherd's job is to protect them, to look for them, and sometimes sacrifice themselves for the sheep.
主耶稣说：“我就是牧羊人。”
So Jesus said, "I'm the shepherd."
但是他也说：“我为羊舍命。”
And then he said, "I sacrifice myself for the sheep."
所以牧羊人要看羊，比他自己的生命还重要。
So the shepherds, look more important of the sheep's life than himself.
他要用爱心来领导、来喂养会友。
He will lead and care with love.
使羊都能够健康。
So all the sheep can be healthy.
那如果羊不健康呢？牧师有责任啊。
So if the sheep are not healthy, the shepherds have problems.
牧师要用爱心对付这些问题了。
So pastors should take care of everything with love.
好保护他的教会。
To protect his church.
是一个健康的教会。
To be a healthy church.
有健康的教会。才是长进的教会。
And a healthy church is a growing church.
那您说我们怎么样来帮助这个牧师呢？
So you will ask, how can we help the pastor?
怎么样跟牧师建立好的关系呢？
How can we build the relationships with pastor?
在雅各书里面有一节圣经，我觉得对我们 所有教会很重要。
So in book of James, there is one verse I think is very important for our whole church.
这一段圣经讲到祷告的重要。
So this verse is tell us the importance of the prayers.
那祷告需要什么的祷告？什么情况之下祷告呢？
So under what circumstances we need to pray?
最重要就是有疾病的，有痛苦的，需要请牧师、长老来为您或者有需要的人祷告。
So it's if you're sick or a weak, you can call the elders of the church to pray for you.
那不单只身体有软弱。
It's not only the weakness of our body.
有时候我们灵性有软弱。
And also spiritually weak.
心灵有软弱。
And we have the weakness in our soul.
我们也要跟牧师一起请他为这些人祷告。
And we could ask pastors to pray for those people.
如果你不请牧师，不知道的。
If you don't ask the pastor or the elders to pray, they do not know.
啊，有时候你跟那些有病的人讲，他也不愿意你去跟人分享。
So sometimes when you talk to the sick people, they actually do not want to share.
不是很多人愿意告诉人，哎呀，我是这个病，我是这个病，怎么样怎么样，不会讲这样。
So not a lot of people like to share with other people their own sickness.
但是你可以暗暗的请牧师来为这些人祷告。
But you could ask your pastor privately to pray for those people.
那这里有说奉主的名用油抹他。
And also it says, pray over them, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord.
那这个是什么意思呢？
So what does that
你知道在古代耶稣时代，油是代表一个医治的东西。
So before the oil, it's kind of a medicine.
所以我觉得我们帮人祷告，并不是不需要医药。
So that means I don't think we pray for people doesn't mean that we do not need medicine.
用医药不是说没有信心。
We use medicine and doctors does not mean we do not have faith.
我们也可以为他祷告，也让医药来医治这个病人。
That's why sometimes we pray for people that doctors and will give him the right treatment.
如果教会要长进，
So in order for the church to grow,
弟兄姐妹有相爱，
and brothers and sisters should love each other.
大家都健康。
Everybody stay
多人信主
and bring people
会有合一
and be united.
你就要请牧师祷告
and then we need ask
同时也为他来祷告了
and also at the same time pray for him.
那如果教会不长进有问题呢，可能有时候弟兄姐妹没有为牧师祷告。
So sometimes our church is not growing. Probably one of the reasons we have not prayed for the pastor.
我很感谢主，许多弟兄姐妹也曾经为我祷告。
So I thank God for brothers and sisters pray for me all the time.
但是我恳求你每天纪念牧师为他祷告。
But I ask you to remember your pastor and pray for him every day.
因为牧师的工作很繁重。
Because the pastor's job is very heavy.
不单只他有重担要喂养那些会友羊群。
It's not only the work to feed the sheep.
他还有为许多有需要的人为他们祷告，帮助他们。
Yes, also have to pray and help those who are in need.
教会本身一个组织也有许多的工作，许多的各样的团契。各样的组织需要来好好的长进。
And also within the church, there are a lot of Bible studies and other works needs to be done.
所以牧师的重担很重。
So that's why pastor have pretty heavy burden.
所以保罗常常叫人为他祷告。
So that's Paul asked people to pray for him.
在以弗所书他说，为我祈求，使我的口才可以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
As he said, pray also for me that whenever I speak, word may be given to me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
那就表示保罗本身这个人呐，都需要人的会有为他祷告，给他有胆量、有勇敢去传福音。
So think about Paul; even he needs people. To pray for him so he can preach the gospel fearlessly.
再另外，保罗也请求会友们为他祷告，使福音的门打开。
And also, Paul asked people to pray for him so that the door will be open.
那今天在这里这个地方附近有许多的华人。
So in this area, we have a lot of Chinese.
弟兄姐妹们也探访很多，哇，去到每一个新的家庭都挂我们教会的一个宣传单，对不对
？And also, we also do the visitations and spread our flyers.
挂了之后有没有什么的果效呢？
So, do we have any result?
不是很多，对不对
It's not many.
感谢主，有。
But thank God there are some.
但是不够啊。
But that's not enough.
教会需要弟兄姐妹为牧师祷告。
So the church need prayers for
the pastor. 给他有聪明智慧，可以懂得帮助这个地方的人信耶稣。
And give him the wisdom to bring people to the church.
让他也领导我们知道怎么样去向他们传福音。
And also, he gave us wisdom to let us know how to preach the good news.
这个是很困难的事情。
It's pretty difficult.
但是你祷告的时候，神就应允你的。
But God will answer your prayers.
特别在这边附近，有些新的华人搬进来的一些地区。
So there are some communities, there are new communities.
我们也相信将来有更多的华人来搬到这里附近五里以内的这个地方。
And also, I believe there will be more people moving in within the range of 5 miles.
那是您的工作，为牧师祷告。
So that's your job to pray for the pastors and pray for the church.
那教会就会长进了。
And then help the church to improve.
那还有跟牧师怎么建立好的关系呢
？And also how to build relationships with the pastor.
那这些牧师自己绝对不会讲啊。
So pastor usually won't say it himself.
那我也从来不会跟你这样讲。
And I will never ask you also.
但是现在我不是主任牧师啊，你们有自己牧师了。
Since I'm not a senior pastor, I can talk freely.
所以我告诉你呢，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》5:12-13非常重要的。
So that's why I tell you the Thessalonians 5:12-13 is very important.
所以请大家一起念，好不好？
So let's read together.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。请英文的。
But we beseech you, brethren,
to respect those who labor among you,
and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work.
Be at peace among yourselves. 然后弟兄姐妹们，这里说敬重是什么意思
？So here we say respect them. What does that mean？
那个就是欣赏他们的意思。
So that means put them in your heart.
我知道许多弟兄姐妹在我退休的时候啊，给我许多东西送给我啊，漂亮的那些照片啊，很好的那些名牌啊，各方面来谢谢我。
So I remember when I retired, and I received a lot of wonderful gifts from brothers and sisters.
我非常感谢弟兄姐妹。
I'm very thankful.
所以我的家现在都充满了这些东西。
So it's full of, it's in my house everywhere.
我挂起来看一下，哦，不错不错。
And then I hang them up on the wall.
甚至我的洗手间呢，我都挂了一个大东西。
Even there are some articles in my bathroom.
但是我有一个感想。
But I have one thought.
我是希望弟兄姐妹在我做这里牧师的时候都把那个东西给我。
So I was wondering how wonderful it will be that I will receive all the things as I'm serving as a pastor.
我就会更高兴啊。
And I'll be more thankful.
我的重担就轻了。
And then my burden will be
lightened. 因为您鼓励我。
Because of your encouragement.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹你要敬重叶牧师。
So I hope we will respect Pastor Ye.
如果你真的欣赏的时候，就寄一些卡片给他。
If you put him in your mind, in your thought, and send him a card.
他有什么需要，各方面的需要，你都免费的供应给他。
If you know he has any needs, help him out.
这个就是欣赏他了。
And this is just put him in your heart.
那这样子的时候，你就不会随便的批评他了。
So in that case, you will not criticize him.
我们知道中国人呢，就很懂得找人的短处的。
So we know our Chinese people, we tend to criticize people.
我们回家就讲，哦，这个人怎么样，这个人怎么样。
So we kind of telling each other when we're at home who is
what. 对牧师，我们也是这样子。
And also we do the same thing to our pastors.
哦，这篇讲到，哎呀，讲得太显明了，得罪许多人了。
Sometimes they say, oh, he's preaching, it's too straightforward, hurting people.
这样子是不会帮助教会的。
And in this way, we cannot help
church. 如果您有任何的建议，
So if you have any advice,
就找机会请牧师吃饭啊。
And then invite pastor to treat him a meal.
跟他谈谈啊。
And talk to him privately.
你觉得，哎，这个做更好了。
And discuss him what's the better way.
他是牧师嘛，他听了之后他知道，哎呀，这个是好的还是不好的建议。
So as a pastor, he will be able to tell it's a good advice or a bad advice.
所以你不需要等到每年一次啊，每三年一次，批评牧师的时候啊，才发表意见。
So don't just wait for a year or 3 years every time, you know, when we have the meeting to criticize the pastor and let it out.
因为牧师是在主里面，圣经讲治理你们的。
Because pastor is in the Lord to help the church.
他的责任是要劝诫你的。
And then his job is to admonish us.
所以因他所做的，就要用爱心格外的尊重他们了。
So that's why we need to esteem them highly in love.
今天大的教会、好的教会，他们都是非常尊重牧师的教会。
So there are a lot of big church, and then they very respect their pastors.
好像洛杉矶第一华人浸信会
，like the first Chinese Baptist Church in L.A.
他们是有广东话的会众
，they have a Cantonese service，
也有讲普通话的会众
，and the Mandarin service，
也有完全讲英文的会众
，and also English service。
但是他们都能够合一
，but they all can be united，
彼此用爱心联络
，and then connected with each other in love。
因为他们尊重牧师的领导带领。
Because they respect the lead of their pastor.
国语浸信会也是一样啊。
And also the Mandarin Baptist Church.
在洛杉矶国语浸信会 Alhambra， 钟世豪牧师，都是非常受尊敬的牧师。
And also the Pastor Chung there, it's very respectable.
那你说，哎呀。那牧师就好像皇帝了，是吧
？So sometimes is that pastors like emperor?
但是我们刚才已经讲过，牧师是需要谦卑的。
No, but as we told, the pastor needs to be in humility.
因为他也会有错。
Because they will make mistakes too.
他是人，不是完全的。
And he is a human too.
所以我们要正面的来劝导他一些做得不好的。
So also we need to give him advices.
用爱心为他祷告。
And pray for him in love.
常常找机会就好好跟牧师来谈一谈。
And have find all opportunities to have communion with the pastor.
我记得我年轻的时候也做牧师，也有时候犯了一些不是很大的错，小小的错误了。
I remember when I was younger, I made some mistakes too.
那有些年轻人也不喜欢我啊。
And there's some young men, young people did not like me.
有一个年轻人呢，他不高兴，我也没有跟我讲，我一点都不知道。
There's a young man that he does not like me and didn't tell me, and I didn't know.
所以在这个教会一个退休会的时候，有个年轻人跑出来做见证。
So when there is a church retreat and there's a young man give a testimony.
他说：“弟兄姐妹们啊，我今天有个需要求神赦免我的。
He said, brothers and sisters, I need to ask for forgiveness today.
因为我不喜欢我们的牧师啊。
Because I do not like my pastor.
吓得要命了。
I'm just so fearful at the time.
那他说我感谢主，我赦免他了。
He said, thank God, I forgive him.
那我马上跑去了，跟他拥抱了。
So I walk over and hugged him.
他是从前我不愿意在教会受浸，因为我不喜欢这个牧师。
So he said, I don't want to be baptized in the church because I don't like this pastor.
现在我愿意受浸了。
And now I want to be baptized.
哇，感谢主啊。
Thank God.
这个年轻人后来做了我的伴郎啊。
And then this young man later become my best man.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可以彼此联络，有好的关系的。
So we can have a good communication, have good relationships.
彼此饶恕，彼此接受。
And then accept each other and forgive each other.
然后我们继续来看，圣经也有其他的教导。And
let's keep.
比如说看希伯来书十章十三章十七节。
Okay, let's read the book of Hebrew.
请大家一起念。你们要依从哪些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像拿将来交账的人。你们要与他们交的时候有快乐，不要忧愁，若忧愁，就与你们无益了。英文的啊。
Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority
because they keep
watch
over
you as those who must give an
account.
Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a
burden,
for that would
be
of
no benefit to you. 那弟兄姐妹，我们要减轻牧师的负担。
So we need to lighten the burden of our pastor.
因为牧师是时刻警醒的。
Because they're vigilant every time.
因为他不是要对教会有什么有些属灵的报告。
So he's not only hold account to the church.
他是要神来做报告。
And he also have to give an account to God.
他祷告的时候就跟神来父亲讲清楚啊。 我的教会是什么样，有什么困难。
So every time when he prays, he has talked to God the situations of the church and what the needs are.
所以我们要依从顺服牧师。
So that's why we have to follow their authorities.
跟从他的带领。
And then follow their lead.
也私人的跟他来交通。
And also have a good private relationship with them.
也不需要等待一般人跟你一起同意见来批评攻击牧师。
And then we do not gang up together against our pastor.
同时我们要好好的报酬牧师。
And then also at the same time, we should repay them well.
那这里提摩太说，那善于管理教会的长老，当以配受加倍的敬奉。 那劳苦传道教导的人更当如此，因为经上说，牛在场上传谷的时候，不可笼住他的嘴。又说，工人得工价是应当的。Okay,
that's First Timothy. The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For Scripture says, "Do not muzzle an ox when it's treading out the grain." And the worker deserves his wages.
在从前的历史上，华人的教会许多都是带牧师像和尚一样。Okay,
in the history, some of our Chinese church, the pastors was like monks.
因为中国是佛教的传统，对不对？
Because Chinese tradition is Buddhism.
你的教会的牧师就是和尚啊。
And sometimes you think the pastors are just
like monks. 那和尚是怎么样呢？
And how do they live?
好像乞丐一样啊。
Also like beggars.
你看啊，在中国啊，许多和尚是拿一个东西，哎呀，好，请你给我多一些奉献啊。 有些钱让我可以活下去啊，这样子。
So we see, like, you know, like monks, they hold a bowl out and ask for food and for money.
那今天许多华人也是这样对待牧师的。
And there are a lot of Chinese people now still treating our pastors in that way.
神会供应牧师啦。
So say God will provide.
你做神的仆人嘛。
And then you are the servant of God.
神一定会给你有饭吃啊。
And God will give you food.
啊，我都不需要做什么。
And I don't have to do anything.
啊，我有些信下都给你两分，是吧？
And sometimes I will just give you 2 cents.
但牧师是乞丐。
So you look at pastors as beggars.
很可惜的观念啊。
What a pity.
你做工有没有报酬啊？
Do you receive wages from your work?
除非你的牧师的确懒惰，整天关在自己在家。
Unless your pastors are really lazy, stay in the house.
但是你看，好像叶牧师一样，七天都在教会。
But you look at Pastor Ye, he works 7 days.
任何有困难的，马上都去看。
And anybody have any questions and problems, he will go visit them.
那我们应该好好的来敬重他。
So that's why we need to respect him.
圣经讲，留在场上村姑的时候，不可笼住他的嘴。
So as it says, do not muzzle an ox when it's treading out the grain.
保罗讲了好几两次至少。
So Paul said it at least 2 times.
特别对哥林多的教会，保罗很详细的告诉这个他们说，神讲这一句话不是为牛讲啊，是为你们讲啊，你们的工人讲，为你们的牧师长老讲的。
So especially Paul talked to the church in Corinthians, this verses say, I'm not talking to the ox, I'm talking to you, your church, and your leaders.
所以很可惜，有些小教会请牧师的时候，就一定希望牧师娘来养牧师，因为他在外面工作嘛。
So it's such a bad tradition that when we have invite pastors to our church, we're hoping the pastor's wife will be able to have a job and support the pastor.
牧师有他的资格。
And pastors have his
牧师有神学的训练。
And he has his training.
至少三年。大学只有三年
and at least 3 years,
他有各样的训练
have all kinds of trainings,
他应该不应该得到工价呢
Do you think he should receive his wages?
留在场上存菇的时候不可笼住他的就是让牛随便吃在场上、啊、
So what do we say?
让他随时吃都可以
Do not muzzle an ox when it's treading out the grain. That means,When the oxen is working, let him eat.
所以劝大家，教会的工厂上一切的费用，包括食物，不需要牧师付款的。
So that's why I tell everybody, all the expenses of the church, food and every expenses, we do not need pastor to pay anything.
牧师要去开会。
He needs to go to meetings.
尤其是闽南金信会去年会有重要的一年一次的会议。
Especially we have once every year important meetings.
他是为了教会去开会。
And he goes there on behalf of the church.
他是为了要长进，要多多的懂得怎么样带领教会去参加。
He goes there to improve and to learn how to grow the church.
所以教会需要预算供应。牧师参加所有重要会议的费用。
So that's why we have budget for the pastors to go to those meetings.
同时也要给他足够养生的薪金。
And also we need to pay him enough so that he can make a living.
所以总括来想，教会要感谢神赐牧师。
So we need to ask to thank God for his provision.
一切事工上为他祷告，与他合作。
And then pray for him and cooperate with him.
好，把教会的需要告诉他。
And then tell him the needs of the church.
敬重他，顺从他的领导。
And respect him, follow his lead.
如果牧师有错的时候
，If there's something you do not like about
the pastor, 可以私下的劝导他，给他意见。
And come to him privately and talk to him.
牧师不需要完全担心。负太重的责任
，so that he will not be worried and then burdened.
特别在生活上的需要
，especially when he have needs.
牧师不能在教会里面负很大的重担
，so he cannot pick up the burdens.
回到家的时候啊, 要想怎么养我的太太,
and then go back home and then
怎么养我的儿女,
to support the family.
这个是不对的,
and this is not right.
你有没有好好的思想这个?
Have you ever thought about it?
有为他祷告,
so we need to pray for him.
那如果你这样子的话, 你就恩待神的仆人,
so treat God's servant well.
圣经讲得很清楚,
God tell us clearly.
神一定会纪念你,
and God will remember you.
为了仆人, 神的仆人的缘故, 你好好的去做的时候, 好好的报答他的时候, 圣经也一定告诉你, 神会报应你, 报答你。
So as the Bible says, when you treat God's servant well, God will remember you.
神就会赏赐你,
and he will bless you.
神也会使您的教会会有大大长进,
and God will grow your church.
那如果你说我不是教会的会友啊,
so sometimes you say, I'm not a member of the church.
那你今天听了神的话,
but today you listen to the word of God.
你就要赶快加入教会啊,
and join the church.
因为教会是重要啊,
because it's important.
因为牧师需要你的同工啊,
and because the pastor needs your work.
你要听牧师的引导, 就使教会发展了,
and follow the lead of the pastor.
你的生命就会蒙神施恩了,
and then your life will be blessed by God.
请大家低头祷告,
let's bow our hearts in prayer.
天父, 我们谢谢你的教导。
Heavenly Father,